We are in Simen Tov Ayin Hei in Hilchas Pesach. We're up to Sif Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. So we just did the Morer and the Kricha. Now says the Machaber Sif Beis, Im Ein Lo Yerokas Latibol Rishon Ela Morer. What if somebody does not have Karpas? He doesn't have Yerokas for Karpas. All he has is Morer. Yivarech Olav B'Tibol Rishon Borer Pri Adoma. So you make a bracha on your Morer Borer Pri Adoma. V'alachilis mor, as well as alachilis mor. U'betibol hasheni d'belenu b'charosis yochlenu b'lo bracha. And when you get up to mor, then you should have it without a bracha. Now, the reason you cannot say, the reason you have to say alachilis mor right away is because you cannot go ahead, eat this same vegetable, fill yourself with it, and then later come back and make a bracha of alachilis mor. Now, this bracha is not a bracha levatola because you're doing it for the mor later. But then you have to make sure that you're not being mafsik between the alachilis mor that you're having at karpas and the mor that you're eating after the matzah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are many poskim who are cholik on this and say that since you're eating the mor with the bracha of alachilis mor, you should be yotze mor already at the beginning of the Seder. And therefore, you should have it together with charosis. And the second mor, the second time you eat, that's going to be l'shem karpas. And you're not mechuyev to eat a kazayis, and you can be matbalit in whatever you want to. You can use salt water as well. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is following this. That la'alacha, if someone only has, say, lettuce, he doesn't have anything else. So what he does is when he gets up to karpas, he washes his hands without a bracha, makes the bracha of bor pri adom and alachilis mor, dips it in charosis and eats a kazayas l'shem mor. Later at the Seder, after the matzah, what he does is he eats more lettuce without another bracha and dips it in perhaps into salt water. And eats pachas. He can even eat pachas mekazayis. There's no need to eat more. Now, Bir Halacha brings the Magen Avraham, who says that you cannot make a bar pri ha'adama on horseradish, on tamcha. The reason is because we don't eat it the way it is. We don't eat it alone altogether. Others say that you can make a bracha on it. Either because since the Torah was mechayev us to eat it, even though our eating habits don't match those of Chazal or in the days of Kabbalah's Torah, nevertheless, we can make a bar pri adama on it. Others say that you can make a bar pri adama since the normal way of eating it is ground and mixed with other things. Siv Gimel, bola matzah yotza. If someone swallowed matzah without chewing it, the halacha is that he is yotze. But if you just swallow the mor without chewing it, he's not yotze. The tam mor be'inan v'leka. So, for example, we'll see the halacha is that you're yotze with matzah meal, ground matzah. So there's no need to chew it. So if a person just swallows it, he is yotze. But the mor, he's got to chew in order to taste the mor. V'afilu imbola matzah mor ke'echad. Someone swallowed matzah and mor. Yidei matzah yotze, yidei mor lo yotze. He was yotza the mitzvah of matzah, but not the mitzvah of morer. Vimkarcham besivu bolo. What happens if he went and wrapped it around in some leaf or some part of a palm tree? Afide matzah lo yotza lefi she'in derech achila b'kach. So say someone wrapped it up in a tissue and swallowed it. He's not yotza altogether because it's not derech achila. So the halachi is that morer, you're supposed to taste it, whereas matzah, what counts is that you swallow it. One of the things that we see from here is that you really have to have a taste of morer, and we already discussed the idea of using lettuce, romaine lettuce, when one does not really taste any mereris in them.